Hello, everyone, and welcome to Taryn's Take. I'm Taryn Warden, a senior here at Pacific Lutheran University who's been obsessed with entertainment news my entire life. Taryn's Take is a recap show of all of those entertainment news stories I just said I'm obsessed with, along with opinion and discussion on all of those stories. So stay tuned to catch up on everything you need to know in the world of celebrity, from music to television, from relationships to feuds, and everything in between. Before we get started, I want to remind you all that even more arts and culture stories, especially about things that happen here on campus, can be found at massmedia.plu.edu, and I'm taking your calls throughout the show. You can start telephoning me. That was a Lady Gaga reference, in case you didn't catch it. The number to call is 253-535-7332. Once again, the number to call is 253-535-7332. Now, I mentioned this on the last show, but I really wanted to mention it again. There's a lot of serious things going on in our world today. I mean, we have someone running for president who is bragging about sexually assaulting women. We had a hurricane come through Haiti and our East Coast. And I mean, everyday life is really hard and it gets really tiring, especially here at school, every day waking up knowing you have to go to class. You might feel guilty like I have in the past for listening to this kind of show or for being interested in these kind of celebrity, shady, shallow stories. But I did want to let you all know that it's okay to have interests that are not hard-hitting issues. There's no way you can go through life only caring about serious issues all the time. You'll drive yourself insane. We all deserve the time to take care of ourselves and turn off our harsh judgments and turn off all the sadness in our lives. And I also wanted to prove that you can be a smart person and someone interested in celebrity shade at the same time. It isn't just airheads that care about entertainment news, and I hope I can prove that to you. We also hope we can give you all 1 hour to relax and to laugh and to be carefree in your thoughts. And when I say we, I mean myself, and I'm so excited about this. You can expect a lot of Lady Gaga references because of this. I am joined by one of my closest friends, Jared Martin, that I actually met through Lady Gaga's shows here in Tacoma and in Seattle a few years ago.
Hi, PLU.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you? So a little bit about me.
Yeah.
My name is Jared Martin. I am a sophomore at UW-Tacoma.
Right down the street.
Yes, very nearby. And I'm very happy to be doing this. I'm excited.
So I'm also really excited about Jared joining me today because this is basically the main guy that I'm quote-unquote paparazzi with. So if you didn't catch the episodes before, and if you didn't know, me and my friends, we like to go out in Tacoma, Seattle, we're going to Portland tonight, sometimes even Vancouver, Canada, to meet all the celebrities that come to town. So we've had a lot of late nights out together.
We have.
A lot of those stories I can't actually tell you guys about.
Yeah.
But that's usually why I end up showing up to class without hair or makeup, but then I come to things like this all done up. So, like, the highlight of my entire life, and I know Jared's life as well, is when we've actually gotten to meet Lady Gaga. And I sat and I cried holding her hand, and I could start crying thinking about it right now. But stay tuned to the end of our show where we'll tell you about the time Jared yelled at comedian and actor Rob Schneider while we were trying to get photos with Adam Sandler.
I did, and that is quite the story, isn't it?
So stay tuned. Now, every time I'm here, I like to ask this. What celebrities are you a fan of besides Lady Gaga?
Okay. Well, I'm a fan of lots of people. I don't dislike a lot of people. I try to, you know, stay very positive with who I like, but I enjoy Peaches, RuPaul's Drag Race, me and Taryn.
Oh, yeah, we're super fans.
Mm-hmm. Jeffree Star, I enjoy Tony Bennett, and I also really enjoy Zac Efron.
Yeah, so, I mean, our tastes vary a lot. So, I mean, like, if you spy through my Instagram, like, you'll see a lot of seemingly random people, but like we all like them for some reason or another.
Yeah, as a culture we all do.
And then you say that you don't dislike a lot of people, but that means that you do dislike some people.
Yes.
So who don't you like? I to me, whoever people don't like is almost more interesting than who people do like.
Yeah, it is. It does say something about
yeah.
people. Three people I truly dislike, and this is not because of what they've done in the media or anything like that. This is truly based off experiences I've had with them.
And I have a feeling I'm going to agree with you on every single one of these because I was probably there.
I'm not going to go into the experience right now, but the three people are Taylor Swift, Demi Lovato, and Melanie Martinez. I'm just gonna leave it at that.
If you want to know why we dislike Demi Lovato, listen to my first ever podcast available on massmedia.plu.edu. And I told that story at the end. So before we fill you in on all the latest news in entertainment, I want to fill you in on the developments from the stories that we've been discussing in the past two shows. And like I said before, both of those are available to listen to as many times as you want at massmedia.plu.edu. So the first main story on Taryn's Take was the feud between Kanye West and Taylor Swift, which was assisted by Kanye's wife, Kim Kardashian. But things have taken a serious turn, and Kanye is now out of all of his feuds, because unless you've been basically living under a rock, you'll know that Kim Kardashian was held at gunpoint in her hotel room. But we'll be discussing all of that in depth in a few minutes, because it's really, really important, and I think it's really thought-provoking. But in related news to Kanye, I reported about his feud and his makeup with fellow rapper Kid Cudi last time we were here. And since then, Kid Cudi has checked himself into a rehab facility for, quote, depression and suicidal urges. Kid Cudi announced his decision on Facebook saying, quote, "It's been difficult for me to find the words to what I'm about to share with you because I feel ashamed. Ashamed to be a leader and a hero to so many while admitting I've been living a lie. It took me a while to get to this place of commitment, but it's something I have to do for myself, my family, my best friend / daughter, and all of you, my fans." And his openness actually led to some really interesting discussions on social media about mental illness and getting help, and a lot of people revealing their own stories. And they also talked specifically about the issue of mental illness in the Black community, but I'm not going to speak on that because I'm a mixed Asian chick, so I don't know anything, and Jared, as a white guy, doesn't know anything.
I don't.
But it was really heartwarming to see.
As for Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, also known as their couple name, Bradgelina.
Power couple.
Who announced their divorce recently, have more and more rumors have come out, which are all looking to be very untrue. But it is true that Brad Pitt will not be charged for the alleged incident on their private plane the night before Angelina filed for divorce. And they had a pretty clear prenup, so it doesn't look like there will be much of a fight.
Now, this is a crazy development. Lindsay Lohan, who's having a messy breakup, unlike Brangelina, from her ex-fiancé, Egor. She claimed he strangled her and cops kicked their door down. We've talked about that in both episodes. She lost her finger in a boating accident since my last episode. So Lindsay posted her bandaged hand on Snapchat and revealed that she lost half of her finger, and then they found the finger, and they had it sewn back on. It was just totally random and bizarre. But she posted, as she captioned them, some one-handed selfies to celebrate Mean Girls Day, which was October 3rd, since her character answers Aaron Samuels that it's October 3rd in the movie. Pretty interesting.
The one-handed selfie is very appropriate, isn't it? last time, Taryn told you about Rob Kardashian tweeting out his younger sister, Kylie Jenner's phone number, so that he had to get a new phone, or she had to get a new phone because he was mad at her. But this time, I'm here to tell you that Blac Chyna,
soon to be Angela Kardashian,
yes, tweeted Rob's number and explained on Snapchat that she did it to so he'd have to get a new phone so he would stop texting other girls.
Oh, what a mess. Like I've proved over the past Taryn's Takes, I'm a huge fan of Lady Gaga, so is Jared. So we were almost peeing our pants excited to see the official announcement from the NFL that I mentioned we were waiting for in the last episode. Lady Gaga will be headlining the Super Bowl halftime show February 5th in Houston.
This is a big announcement. You know, LG.
He likes to call her LG.
Yes, well, LG actually released a second track from her upcoming album titled Joanne at the first of her three Bud Light Lady Gaga dive bar tour shows. The song's called Million Reasons, and she performed but didn't release the track until later that night.
Yeah, so I would say Million Reasons is quite possibly one of my favorite releases from her, but like in a different sense than her past work.
Yeah.
So like Born This Way was for the fans, Art Pop was for herself, but like this album is really supposed to be about her family and the people that aren't her fans.
Yeah.
So the song was, like, super universal. But what I noticed is, like, if I heard it on the radio and it wasn't her, I would still like it. Which a lot of stuff, like, Born This Way, if someone else was singing the track Born This Way, I don't know if I would have liked it. Because it's like, well, do you actually believe that, or are you just making a song? But with Gaga, like, I knew that's how she actually is.
Yeah, it's part of the fandom of being a little monster.
Yeah.
Is you understand where she comes from without her directly telling you where she is coming from. It's just part of that connection that you have with her.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a universal thing.
Yeah, so I'm obsessed with the song, and I urge you, if you are not a Gaga fan or if you weren't a fan before, pretend that it's not her and listen to it, and I promise that you'll like it. So we're actually playing Million Reasons by Lady Gaga now. She has two more dive bar tour stops at undisclosed locations, and I'm not even religious, but I am praying that Seattle gets included in those two dates.
I have an odd feeling, you know.
I know, I'm kind of feeling it too.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, Jared and I will fill you in on all the stories that you need to know rapid fire. You're listening to Taryn's Take with Taryn Warden and Jared Martin on Loot Air Student Radio. 8 days till Gaga's new album. I'm Taryn Warden, and you're listening to Taryn's Take with Jared Martin and I. If you want to give us a call, we're taking them now at 253-535-7332. Again, that number to call is 253-535-7332. Now, this is probably my favorite part of the show. Jared and I will be filling you in on everything. And we really mean everything that you need to know, rapid fire style. Are you ready? Okay, I'm going to start with relationship news because there was actually a lot this past 2 weeks. So I'll start with babies. Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds welcomed their second child, but there's no details on an exact birthday, whether it's a boy or a girl, or a name. They also have a 22-month-old daughter, James, and they spoke openly about protecting their children's lives for as long as they can, since they chose famous lives but their kids didn't back when they had her. They didn't reveal James's name until she was 3 months, and they didn't reveal her actual birthday until they were celebrating her first birthday. So we'll have to wait and see about the second kid. Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher are expecting their second child together, and Ashton revealed during an interview on Live with Kelly Ripa that they're expecting a baby boy, and he also said they have a name picked, but they wouldn't tell what that is. Tori Spelling and Dean McDermott announced they are having their fifth child. And let me tell you, I watched their reality show. She is a hoarder with, like, anxiety issues and so much more, on top of being sued by American Express for not paying their money back. And Dean is a sex addict who cheats on Tori. So they really should not be having this baby. And their last kid almost killed her during childbirth because their pregnancies were so close together. Like, no joke, I think it was, like, 10 months apart. If you think that I'm being rude by not being happy for them, I urge you to watch just one episode of their show. You can pick any episode in the entire season. I guarantee that you'll agree with me. Finally, Jesse Eisenberg, most known for playing the founder of Facebook in the movie Social Network, is expecting his first child with longtime girlfriend Anna Strout. You actually met Jesse, and I decided not to go. They dated him and Anna from 2002 to 2012, and then they took a break, and then they got back together in January. So Ryan Lochte, you know, the Olympic swimmer who looks like he lied about being robbed in Rio.
Yeah.
Now on Dancing with the Stars, he got engaged over the weekend to his girlfriend Kayla Ray Reed. I've never heard of her. But Lochte is still facing up to 18 months in jail for his false testimony. Drake and bad girl Rihanna looks like they've split again after Drake confessed his love for her on stage at the MTV Video Music Awards. They were seen together a bunch. They got matching tattoos. She was wearing one of his t-shirts as a dress. I guess it just didn't work out. A source close to them said Rihanna and Drake, quote, are seeing other people at the moment. They are not exclusive anymore. They still love each other, but their schedules have gotten in the way. Anything can change between them, though. For better or worse, they are still in each other's lives. Since then, Drake has been seen with a new model, India Love, so I guess we'll see what happens with that. Iggy Azalea, the rapper that refused to roll down her window when we saw her at the Puyallup Fair last year, revealed that her album Digital Distortion was delayed from a July release to a January release because of her personal life falling apart. So her now ex-fiancé Nick Young was caught in a cheating scandal, and then it was revealed he was having a baby with his ex-girlfriend that he already had a kid with. So since the breakup, Iggy has joined the judging panel of X Factor Australia, which is where she's from, and she's now dating French Montana, who's a rapper that I only know because he was once dating Khloe Kardashian.
It's getting messy.
So Iggy Instagrammed a photo of a 7-ring set allegedly bought for $100,000 from French Montana. I'm not sure I believe that, though, because I don't think French Montana is even worth $100,000.
Yeah. You know, you can't trust everything you see on the internet.
Yeah. And finally, Kylie Jenner, who's now 19, opened up about her controversial relationship with 26-year-old rapper Tyga to Complex magazine, which she's on the cover of now. They got together when she was 17 and he was 25, I think.
Seems about right.
Or was he 24? Either way. In the interview, Kylie explained that they took time apart from each other this summer, and their time apart taught them that being away from each other is not what they want. And she cleared the air on Party Next Door, who showed up while they were taking their break, and she made out with him in this music video and stuff. She said they were just having fun.
The most interesting part of that interview is that she regrets lying about her lip injections, which she got at 17 because she thought it would look bad to young fans.
You want to know what looked worse, though?
What?
When I met her in 2014 at a Nordstrom signing, and I could tell that her lips were completely fake, and she still wouldn't cough to it.
Yeah, she said she got them because she was always insecure about what other people thought about her lips, and she went a little too far. She said that they were actually painful.
Well, that's all I have for relationship news. So, Jared, what do you have for television and movies?
Okay, so up first, American Horror Story got renewed for season 7, which we care about because Lady Gaga was on the last season. And she has a small role on this season going on now. The 6th season airs Wednesday at 10 p.m. on FX. MTV's new season of The Real World, which me and you caught them filming in Seattle, premiered last night. Real World Seattle Bad Blood is the 32nd season of the show and airs Wednesday on MTV.
You watched it, didn't you?
I did.
Okay, so I didn't watch it. How was it?
It was like any other MTV production, just first 5 minutes there was drama. It was very entertaining.
Is it worth watching?
Yes, only okay. Because it's in Seattle, you know, it has relatable stuff. It's it was weird to watch.
Okay, well, I'll try and catch up on that then.
And for those of you who watch The Bachelor and Bachelorette shows, a new spinoff premiered this week on Freeform, which used to be ABC Family.
Not sure how I feel about the name Freeform.
Yeah. it's called Ben and Lauren Happily Ever After. It follows Ben Higgins, runner-up on season 11 of The Bachelorette, and the leading man on season 20 of The Bachelor. Ben and Lauren got engaged on the show, and they still are engaged, and I can guarantee I will not be watching this show.
Yeah, I definitely won't be watching that either. I hate The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, but I love Finding Rich Charming, which is the like all-male gay version on Logo, so I don't know.
When I was younger, I used to watch The Bachelor and all that, you know.
Yeah.
But it's something you grow out of. I think everyone does. In other news, Disney is working on a live-action Mulan. Reports came out from someone who read the script that they were going to replace the main character of Mulan with a European traitor man who joins the Chinese army because he falls in love with Mulan, which would make her supporting role instead of the lead.
God.
Sources then said that the white role was in the script, but the script was bought by Disney as a starting point, not a final decision, so the role has been cut. Disney also reportedly looking at Jennifer Lawrence to star as Mulan.
I was beyond pissed when I saw the headline that they wanted to cast Jennifer Lawrence as a Chinese woman. Like, as an Asian person who Mulan was their favorite as a kid, my parents can vouch for me. I wore a Mulan costume, like, to the store every day for, like, a year and a half when I was 2 years old. I was like, are you kidding me? It would be less offensive if it was, like, the wrong Asian playing an Asian. Like, this is a Chinese role. If they had, like, a Japanese person, that'd be less offensive. But reports did later come out that Disney was not talking to Jennifer Lawrence anymore, which I suspect is from everyone signing all the petitions to have Asian people actually play Asian people.
It was, yeah, I remember you telling me about that, and it's just, you know, with such issues in today's world, it's just, why would you, like...
Well, and then what are you going to do, like, paint them in, like, Asian face?
Exactly, it's going to cause a lot of issues. Finally, in television news, you're going to just love this, Taryn. Just love it. Amber Rose claimed that Judge Julianne Hough body-shamed her on Dancing with the Stars. Julianne Hough said that Amber's routine made her uncomfortable, and Amber Rose implied she was uncomfortable because she's white and skinny.
Oh, gosh.
But on the next episode, Amber apologized to Julianne for assuming she meant that if she didn't. Julianne didn't really apologize, but ended the bad blood with Amber.
Here's the thing. Julianne Hough didn't need to apologize, so I'm glad she didn't. Amber, this is why I don't like her, she always takes real things like body shaming and sexism and racism, and she just throws out accusations on everyone. And you can't overuse accusations like that, or they're not even important anymore. But she tries to come off like super strong, and I think that like her overusing these kind of accusations just proves that she's actually the one that's insecure about those things.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, the boy who cried wolf, you know.
Yeah.
After you say it over and over, you know, you're not going to be reliable to most people. What news, Taryn, do you have for music?
There's actually been a lot of music news, all outside of Lady Gaga. We already went through that. But I'm going to start with Fifth Harmony, not because I'm a fan of theirs, but because I thought this was so crazy. I don't know what it is lately with these celebrity attacks. I mean, I told you guys about the European prankster last time, and we'll be discussing Kim Kardashian's robbery coming up, so stay tuned. But Ally Brooke of Fifth Harmony, you know, the like short one in the group,
yeah,
so she was attacked at the airport when they arrived in Mexico. A fan went to take a selfie with her, but she like kept walking, so I'm assuming like it was like, not, I'm not taking a picture with you, but like take it with me like as I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
And he nearly pulled her to the ground. And then, at the show in Mexico, a fan managed to get on stage, went to hug her, security grabbed the guy that was trying to hug her, and then while security was trying to pull that guy, he pulled Ally to the ground.
I saw that. That, yeah, we'll get into security, celebrity security.
Yeah, it was just so bizarre and so wrong. I also told you guys about Niall Horan last time we were here, who had released his first solo song moments before we went on the air, so I didn't even listen to it. The song's called This Town, and I'm personally not a fan of the track. To me, it was, like, so acoustic, it didn't sound finished. And I've never really been a fan of Niall's. He was in One Direction before they broke up, so we're not playing it today. But Niall did debut at number one on the Social 50 chart, becoming the first artist to ever enter at number one since that chart was made in 2010. It's kind of important. Solange Knowles, the younger sister of Beyonce, released her third album, A Seat at the Table, which hit number one, her first number one album, which I'm going to credit to Beyonce since everyone is obsessed with her right now. But the album made them the first sisters to ever both have number one albums, which is pretty cool. I did notice the album sounds almost identical to Beyonce, though, so I wasn't a fan of that either. And then we talked about her on the last episode. You were there with me for that story.
I was.
Demi Lovato tweeted, quote, so excited for 2017, taking a break from music and the spotlight. I am not meant for this business and the media. What do you think of that? To me, like, it wasn't surprising at all. When we saw her, she looked so...
She was almost unhappy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think she is gonna, you know, back out, I think, while she can. Yeah, I think she kind of needs this break.
Yeah.
You know, like, we've seen her in person, and you can just tell there's something...
Not right.
Yeah, and I think this will be good for her. You know, come to a better idea of who she is, and mm-hmm. if this is really such a good idea to put herself out there like she mm-hmm. does.
Demi was also revealed as the new cover of Glamour magazine the same day, and in her interview, she shaded Taylor Swift's squad with the same things that my friend Matt said on episode 1 of Taryn's Take. started with a tweet Demi sent in May that said, quote, "Don't brand yourself a feminist if you don't do the work." Demi followed up in the interview saying, quote, "I think in certain situations, certain people could be doing more if they're going to claim that as part of their brand. To be honest, and this will probably get me in trouble," which it did, "I don't see anybody in any sort of squad that has a normal body. It's kind of this false image of what people should look like and what they should be like, and it's not real." I agreed with the statement. I mean, Taylor Swift also tried to pull all this feminist stuff when Nicki Minaj got mad about the MTV nominations, but then doesn't do anything but include white supermodels as her friends. I've never seen her fight for any other woman.
I definitely think Demi was in her lane. You know, what she said was right, but this is another good example of why she kind of just needs to take a break, because she kind of just tries to get involved in a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Drake only had 3 tour dates left on his Summer 16 tour with rapper Future, but he has postponed them indefinitely due to an ankle injury. Rod Stewart, one of the best-selling musicians of all time, received his knighthood from Prince William. Jennifer Lopez Snapchatted from the studio with her ex-husband Mark Anthony, who is revealed to be the executive producer of her upcoming all-Spanish album. Those two have twins together, and a single is expected in November. And finally, Kesha has gotten into a new chapter of her legal battles with Dr. Luke. The story of her legal fight with Dr. Luke was actually the first Terrence take I ever wrote back in 2014. So if you didn't know, Kesha filed a lawsuit against Dr. Luke to get out of her recording contract because of years of sexual, emotional, and physical abuse. And he filed a countersuit. But Dr. Luke is now asking for the release of Kesha's medical records. But because of patient doctor and patient therapist privilege, Kesha's fighting to not release them to Dr. Luke. Dr. Luke claims that they're necessary for the case, and she's claiming physical and mental abuse. So I guess we'll see what the judge decides, but either way, I feel really bad for her.
I know, I feel like it's never going to end, the battle.
Yeah. Well, now this is my favorite section. It's much lighter than Kesha's. Don't have a name for it yet, but it's all the bizarre stories that don't really fit into a category. You want to join me on this?
Yes, yes. So here's one very bizarre story. First, actress Shailene, am I saying that correctly?
Shailene?
Yes, yeah. Woodley was arrested. She starred on the TV show The Secret Life of the American Teenager.
Worst show ever.
and most recently starred in the Divergent movie series. She was arrested for criminal trespassing while peacefully protesting the Dakota Access Pipeline for oil in North Dakota. She live-streamed her arrest on Facebook. She did say, though, that they only arrested her because she was famous.
And that's always a cringeworthy line when celebrities get in trouble. Justin Bieber, who we'll be talking about later because he's a mess, he's been ordered that he has 30 days to return to Miami for court. Judge Jarrett Bagley issued a court order for a 2-year-old case saying, quote, "Justin Bieber shall appear for deposition in South Florida within 30 days of this order, or a writ of bodily attachment shall be issued." This translates basically to law enforcement anywhere in the country can arrest Bieber and bring him to the judge in handcuffs if he doesn't come within 30 days on his own. The charges against Bieber are for a 2014 altercation with paparazzi and one of his bodyguards. Attorneys couldn't get him to sit for a deposition, even though they had 3 different dates scheduled while he was on tour in Florida. So we'll see if he actually shows up.
I have a lot of respect for Bieber, but he is kind of a mess.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll be going over his antics later. Our last story is actually something positive, and that is actor Ben Stiller opened up about surviving cancer. 2 years ago, Ben Stiller was diagnosed with prostate cancer, but was found cancer-free after treatment 2 years ago, which is still the case. Now he's opening up in hopes of convincing men to get tested before the standard age of 50.
When we come back, we'll be discussing all of the details on Kim Kardashian's $10 million robbery and the disgusting response to it, as well as cover boys and much more. You're listening to Taryn's Take with Taryn Warden and Jared Martin on Loot Air Student Radio, and this is Maroon 5's new track released Tuesday night, Don't Wanna Know, with Kendrick Lamar. I don't wanna know.
Welcome back to Taryn's Take with Taryn Warden and me, Jared Martin, on Loot Air Student Radio. We're taking your calls at any time throughout the show, so feel free, call us, The number is 253-535-7332. Again, that number is 253-535-7332. Unless you've been living under a rock, you have to have heard something about Kim Kardashian being held at gunpoint in Paris. Taryn, what exactly happened?
So, yeah, the incident occurred on October 2nd at Kim's hotel, which is the no-name hotel in Paris. Tons of celebrities stay there, so it's not anything new. Kim was there for Paris Fashion Week, as well as her sisters, Kourtney and Kendall Jenner, and their mom, Kris, who I like to call the fifth sister. Five men dressed as police officers threatened the concierge at the hotel to get up to a room where, once they got there, they then held a gun to Kim's head while they tied her wrists and legs and wrapped duct tape around her mouth as a gag and threw her in the bathtub. Kim was physically unharmed as she begged for her life and was locked into the bathroom. The robbers ended up escaping with over $10 million worth of jewelry, including her infamous $4 million ring from Kanye.
And the first question that came up when news broke of the incident was, where was Kim's security?
Which we said that we'd get to.
Uh-huh. She tweeted a few days before, after the prankster kissed her butt. That story is available in the second Taryn Takes podcast online, that her security guard Pascal was a G. But Pascal was a few blocks away working with Kourtney and Kendall at a club because he works for the family as a whole, not Kim Kardashian independently. As a safety measure, Pascal deleted every post with the Kardashians, and Kim is reportedly looking into hiring the best of the best to add to her security team.
Unfortunately, Kim was alone in her hotel room, but her stylist was nearby on the same floor of the hotel. So Kim had plastic ties wrapped around her wrist that she managed to squeeze off, and she screamed out the balcony. And Kim's stylist heard everything that was going on and, like, all the jumbling, so she called Pascal at the club.
French authorities are now investigating how this could have happened and have found a suspicious black car was circling the no-name hotel on surveillance at 2:35 a.m., 2:45 a.m., and 2:54 a.m., and Kim's distress call off the balcony and to Pascal was at 2:56 a.m.
Okay, and then the second question that came up was, what about Kim's jewelry? Jewelry worth that much has got to be cataloged, and a lot of it, a lot of the time, for like Fashion Week, is rental from designers. So the thieves won't be able to just sell it off at a pawn shop or whatever. But a jewelry theft expert named Scott Selby discussed it with People magazine. He said the thieves most likely had a seller already lined up for a black market sale before they stole them. And he was saying the jewelry will most likely be taken apart into bits and pieces and then sold separately all throughout Europe and probably eventually make it onto the fingers of Americans.
Yeah. The news first broke from Kim's husband, Kanye West, who was performing in New York City. Kanye was scheduled to perform for an hour, but around the 40-minute mark, he stopped the song, told the crowd there was a family emergency, and took off.
The story is incredibly disturbing to me, like, as a story in general. You know, even if this was, like, your neighbor next door that you don't even know, not Kim Kardashian, so it'd be a terrible story. But what was most disturbing to me was the online response. Like I've said before, I read all the Facebook comments to see what people actually think, and people are way more honest online, which may not be a good thing. But I won't even repeat the things that I saw because they were so offensive to me as a woman and just as a human being. And I'm not easily offended. But everyone was saying, like, she deserved it and she faked it. And so it's like, if you're not going to believe the most famous person in, like, the most famous woman in the world, then what chance do any of us have, like, if I got attacked here on campus? Like, if you're not even going to believe her, why would you ever believe me?
Yeah. No, it's kind of a cultural thing.
Yeah. Well, and another thing that I thought was, I guess I'd say disturbing, was when the news broke, it was all about Kanye. Mm-hmm. Because he had gone off the stage.
Yeah, that he had abandoned his fans or whatever.
Yeah, but shouldn't it be about Kim? Mm-hmm. Not who she's married to or anything. It's not supposed to be, oh, her husband, whatever. What happened to her is a serious part of the story. The thing about Kanye is kind of an add-on.
It is.
And it's how the news broke. But yeah, all the reports were like, Kanye leaves the stage for a family emergency. And I click on the story and they're like, Kim was held at gunpoint. It's like, okay, That deserves to be mentioned a lot more than
that should have come
Kanye
first.
Leaving the stage early.
Yeah.
Did you see the Halloween costume based on the incident?
I did. Yes, I saw the costume.
Okay, so it's called like Parisian robbery costume or whatever. It's basically a black wig, a white bathrobe, because that's all she was wearing, sunglasses, rope, zip ties, and a replica of Kim's ring from Kanye.
I was offended highly by that.
And we're not easily offended.
No, if there's any people that are not offended by a lot, it's me and Taryn. And
so I want to tell everyone out there, if you see this costume, do not buy it. Please do not go as that. Do not be that one person.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be sold on American soil, but anyways, Khloe Kardashian broke the family silence on the incident while on Ellen, revealing that Kim is not doing that well. Khloe went on to say, it's incredibly traumatic.
Quote.
Yeah, quote. It's incredibly traumatic what happened to her, but our family is super close and great, and we'll have to get through it together. We do appreciate all of your guys' love and support. It will take time. It was horrible what happened to her. I think it's just a wake-up call to make a lot of life adjustments. This is a really serious matter, and for Kim, I think it's really personal as to when that emotional tear, you could move on from that. I think for us, it's just a wake-up call for all of us, but definitely just to make sure that our sister's okay.
Yeah, if you've noticed, all of the members of the family have really dialed back on tweeting, posting, everything. And Karl Lagerfeld of Chanel was like, well, what did she expect if she flaunts her wealth like that? Which I was actually really mad that he would say that.
What I thought was weird was that everyone online who thought it was a publicity stunt, like they thought she faked this for publicity.
She doesn't need publicity.
No, she doesn't.
If anything, like she could disappear for 6 months on end, and that's even more publicity. Like after she had Saint, then everyone's waiting and waiting and waiting for that first appearance.
Yeah,
she didn't need any publicity.
No, it's like her wedding to Chris Humphrey. They thought that was a publicity stunt, and it's just people like to talk.
Yeah, well, production has stopped on Keeping Up with the Kardashians indefinitely. There's no plan to start up again. I also did see online some people were saying like they did this as a stunt so that they could cancel the show without it being canned from the network, which I don't believe in any of that anyways. But whatever you think of Kim, whether you're a super fan of hers or you absolutely despise every single thing about her, nobody deserves to be held at gunpoint and gagged and have all of their stuff stolen. Yeah, she's famous, but she's still a human being. Like, that's someone's daughter, that's someone's mother, someone's sister. And I have a feeling you would not be happy if that happened to someone in your life. So I am just, I guess, looking forward to a day where that kind of thing won't happen anymore. But, I mean, I don't even know what to say.
Yeah. I mean, we live in a violent world, and I think, you know, it's just, it's very unfortunate. But, let's lighten the mood. here's a funny story. Justin Bieber was caught in Amsterdam wearing a glued-on goatee as some kind of alter ego or some kind of disguise.
Man, I wish you guys could see these pictures, but, I mean, this is radio. Actually, you know what? I'm going to attach the pictures on the post of this audio, so check back on massmedia.plu.edu on Monday. Justin was wearing, like, this dark, curly wig with sunglasses and a fake black, like, mustache.
Like, you know, like a party store mustache. Like, it was, like, cheap. I'm not sure, you know, if it was even, you know, glued on, but it almost looks like it was drawn on with Sharpie.
So, yeah, it was even worse.
Yeah, when I saw the photos, I assumed he was trying to be incognito or trying to, you know, people not recognize him. And he was in Amsterdam, but he walked up to a group of girls, and I'm assuming fans, and asked them, does this look real?
God. And we've seen Bieber in real life. Like, I mean, I do have respect for him. I mean, being in the public eye is not easy, but he is such a punk. I am not a fan of him. He was like, yeah, you know where I'm staying. Go meet me there. And then he showed back up like 4 hours later and was so drunk he like couldn't even walk straight.
I have a huge respect for Bieber as well, but I think being in the public eye, as long as he has, is just a really hard thing. And I think some of his ways of expressing
coping.
That come off, yeah, coping, come out pretty odd.
The last main story we have for you comes from makeup company CoverGirl, always reminds me of the RuPaul song, Cover Girl. Yeah. they announced their first ever male brand ambassador, which is their first cover boy. 17-year-old James Charles, also known as J. Charles Beauty on Instagram and YouTube. If you saw the photo that went around online earlier of the kid that brought his own ring light that, like, YouTubers use to have perfect lighting to his senior yearbook photos because he wanted to make his highlighter pop, it's that kid. Personally, I thought it was really heartwarming to see. Because, like, this is a super famous company. Everyone knows CoverGirl makeup. But makeup has never really been just for girls or, you know, there's always been transgender people and drag queens and androgynous people and musicians and artists and stuff. So I just really liked that they were creating advertising and a brand that reflects on what real life is actually like a little bit more than most makeup companies.
Yeah. I was ultimately very, very happy that CoverGirl did this. I think it's very progressive and a step in the right direction. The only thing that came to mind was they chose James, who is kind of new to the public eye, you mm-hmm. know, as a male makeup artist. I don't know. I don't know if they had other options.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's tons of boys that are famous for makeup online and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was kind of odd that they picked someone who's only been doing makeup for a year.
Yeah, it was. It seemed rushed to me.
Yeah.
But I hope this isn't the last cover boy to come. I think this is a very smart move by CoverGirl. Mm-hmm.
I hope that they add more cover boys to kind of reflect more makeup styles and races like they do with the cover girls.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens with that. When we come back, Jared and I will be telling you guys the story we promised about that time we met Adam Sandler at dinner in Seattle. You're listening to Terrence Take with me and Jared Martin on Loot Air Student Radio. I didn't think that I was a fan of the Jonas Brothers, but I'm actually really liking DNCE, who's led by Joe Jonas. This is Taryn's Take with Taryn Warden and Jared Martin on Loot Air Student Radio. As we promised throughout the show, it's story time.
Story time.
And this week we're going to tell you guys about the time we met Adam Sandler and company.
Yes. Yes. I'll let you start.
Okay. So it was actually the first day of spring semester last year. And I remember it was the first time I was going to have a 6 to 8 class. And I was like, oh gosh, we have to get out early. Like, I have things to do.
Yeah, I remember. You were very stressed out about getting out of class.
Yeah. So we ended up getting out early because it was the first day. And I met up with everyone.
Yeah. Our good friend Alyssa Blaine, she was with us.
Yeah. So it was at Paramount, downtown Seattle. But Rob Schneider, who was there,
leaked some info about where they were staying.
Yeah, he tweeted a picture of the view of Seattle from his room. And I mean, because we've been doing this, we already know there's only certain hotels people will stay in. We saw the view, instantly knew the hotel.
But we decided to go to the venue anyways. We decided, you know, to go and check it out.
Mm-hmm. So we're there. Literally during the show, as it's going, we're standing by the tour buses. And Norm Macdonald and Nick Swardson, Nick Swardson plays like that weird gay, almost prostitute guy on Reno 911.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's more up and coming.
Yeah. They're standing outside. So we literally just like went over to them and we're like, hi, can we get a picture? And security was like, you can't be here. But then when they started talking back to us, like when Nick was like, yeah, the guy was like, okay, never mind. It backed off.
Security was definitely upset that we were there.
Yeah, well, we didn't get pictures with Norm because he was busy eating a Snickers bar and smoking, and then he ended up running back inside.
It was a very cliche Norm Macdonald thing to do.
Yeah, well, and then, so we waited till it was over because we wanted to see, like, what kind of crowd we'd be working with.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a lot of people at something, the chances of someone stopping is less likely. If there's only a few people.
It's very likely, yeah.
Yeah, so huge crowd shows up.
Oh, yeah, we're talking, what, 200?
Yeah.
Maybe 300.
And it was autographed people all over the place.
Uh-huh. So I think I was the one who said, you know, screw this. We gotta go to what we know, and that was the hotel.
Yeah.
So we're at the hotel, and all of a sudden, the whole gang shows up. Adam Sandler, Rob Schneider. Who else was there?
Tim Meadows, who's the principal in Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a ton of people.
David Spade was there as well.
Yeah. Well, David Spade was, like, signing stuff, and we were, like, trying to get pictures. And then, like, everyone kept cutting him off and, like, trying to get more things signed. So we didn't end up getting pictures with him.
Yeah, I'd say it all happened very frantically because we weren't the only ones there. Yeah. There were autograph people and security.
Security was like, move, move, you have to get off our property.
They were very upset. But, yeah, after that happened, we were just, you know, we saw a couple people, but then... You know, we didn't see a couple.
I didn't notice Adam Sandler ever showing up.
No, we never saw him.
Yeah, so, like, all the cars showed up, but there was no Adam. So then, that is what tipped us off.
So then we were kind of just like, okay, this is odd. So then we start, you know, doing what we're best at, you know, snooping, investigating. So we're walking around in the vicinity of where the hotel was.
Yeah, there's a side entrance there, so we checked that.
Uh-huh.
And we noticed that the cars were waiting on the side.
Yeah.
Which meant they're going out because... Once you're in the hotel, if that's where you're only going to be for the night, they're going to leave.
Yeah. It was, that was kind of a red flag for us that, mm-hmm. okay, something's up. So, like, again, we start investigating, and there's some restaurants nearby, and...
We peek our head through a window, and we see Adam Sandler eating, like, fried chicken.
Yeah, we look through a window, and there's Adam Sandler enjoying some nice fried chicken.
Yeah, the whole group's there. So there's, like... I guess, like, picnic table kind of things outside right there. So we ended up just taking a seat there. And we're like, well, once they get done eating, then we'll just approach them.
Ask for our photos.
Yeah. So Rob Schneider, we saw them stand up. So then we stood up, got ready, lens cap off, everything. Rob Schneider comes out first. We all get our pictures with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then Adam comes out behind him.
Yeah. And then we ask, you know, for photos, and he says yes.
And then Rob Schneider's like, group photo. And then he takes our camera and takes a picture of us with Adam Sandler.
And then this is where, you know, I don't blow up about a lot of stuff, but I was like, I gave the camera to my friend Alyssa and I said, Adam, we want individual photos. Like, I adore my friends. I do. But in that situation, it's like, I want my individual photos.
Well, whenever we go out, we always want individuals. And then, like, if they're nice or if we have time or something, a group photo is, like, an added bonus.
Yes, it is.
And Rob Schneider was trying to make Adam only do the group.
Yeah.
So that's why you were like, okay, no.
And then he's like, we're out of time. And then I told Rob Schneider, I said, time us. I said, this will take under 20 seconds. And I kind of...
More specifically, we're literally standing with Adam. We ask for a picture. He says, yeah, he's all drunk. Autograph hounds are trying to get stuff signed. Rob Schneider says, we're out of time. Jared turns around and says, time us.
I got pretty sassy. I said, time us. I'm like, this will take under 20 seconds. Time us.
It took about 10 seconds. We all got our pictures. And then we went home.
Yeah.
It was pretty great.
Yeah. That's that.
So the past week, or really past month, it's been pretty slow for shows here in our area of Seattle and Tacoma, but it's picking up again, and you'll probably find me and Jared, or me, Jared, Alyssa, some combination of us at these shows. Hillary Clinton, if you want to get political, will be at the Paramount Theater tomorrow evening with Seattle's own Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
I will not be there. I will be out of town. Kanye West brings his St. Pablo tour to Key Arena October 19th after delaying a few shows for the family emergency with Kim Kardashian.
Fitness expert from The Biggest Loser, Jillian Michaels, is at the Moore Theater in Seattle on October 20th.
And Chance the Rapper will be at the WAMU Theater October 24th.
I hope you had 1 hour of time to be carefree and take a break from the serious things in your life with us here at Terrence Take. Be sure to follow us on Twitter. That's at TerranceTake. We're actually off to go see a drag show in Portland, so I hope to see you here on Loot Air Student Radio October 27th. Typhoon from Japan is expected to hit us, our shores over the weekend, and weather's already pretty bad, so stay safe out there. Bye.
Bye.